Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Afternoon in some places. This is Dr. Deb. I have decided, guys, that I have got to do something about our discussion about racism. I have, for the last 15 years, been researching the idea of inclusion and diversity, teaching students who are training to be family therapists how to appreciate other people, how to respect other people. I even helped to start a movement, we thought, at the university where I worked to inspire our campus to be more inclusive in their everyday dealings in life, and then put together a proposal with a great team of people. Hey, what's up, Dolores? I can go through the list of how to, all right, Arlene and Jay and, oh, God, JJ. But I left the university because I knew that my call in life was much bigger than trying to convince the leadership that they should do more than what they were doing around inclusion. I decided, honestly, that I would just go and help a group of people that I knew needed help, which were black people. And then as I fumbled around for the last 8 months trying to figure out how to get my niche going and get my passion going, I came back to diversity. And then when I thought about my classes and my CV and all the work I've done in my whole educational life, y'all, it's all about inclusion. It's all about people and relationships. So I could not go another day without at least putting myself out there. And I think that's part of the reason why I did not do this before now is, man, when you start talking about this kind of stuff, well, you open yourself up to all kinds of criticisms, and I'm just sorry. I just did not want to hear it. But at the same time, I'm too excited, too passionate. The need is too great. And honestly, is not as important as the greater need, and that is our country to change the way it is handling all of its people. And I mean the black ones and the white ones. And I'll talk about that. I'm not going anywhere. I keep saying that if you see me on YouTube or Facebook, I say that every time because I know I'm here to stay. So what I have decided is that I am calling our American family to the table, to the kitchen table, to talk about racism. You remember, I don't know if you guys did this in your homes, but when I was growing up, we would have family meetings, family conferences, and everybody would come to the table, and my dad and my mom would be leading the discussion, and we'd talk about whatever we need to talk about. I did the same thing when I had my children. My daughter would tell you she hated it, but now she says she appreciates it, and so my prayer, my hope is that even though you hate it, you will come to appreciate it because it is affecting your life whether you want to believe it or not. And I'm talking to you black people, I'm talking to you white people, and all the people that are in between, you guys, natives, Native Americans, which are different nations that you hail from, no disrespect, but you guys know all too well where I'm coming from with this idea. And let me say to you and to the rest of the nationals, people who have come to this country and they become American citizens, this is not to exclude you guys, but this is the family that you have inherited, all right? This is what you came to America for one thing, but when you got here, you found that this is something that's been going on that's affecting your life too. So I'm going to deal with it from the bubble of black and white, but just know this includes everybody, all right? So let me start by saying what racism is, and I guess you can't talk about racism until you talk about race. So let me just say race is a social construction. A few, more than a few, white scientists, and I put that in quotes, decide that they were going to divide us up into different groups. And at the end of all of that division, white people were always at the top, black people were always at the bottom. So they created this understanding among us and other people that we were different people. All right. Now, if we fast forward to now, we know from contemporary archaeologists and biologists and probably paleontologists, anybody who deal with bones and relics and the human body specifically, you know, they say that there is only one race, that's the human race. Underneath the skin, we are essentially the same people. Okay, so having said that, now, if I hear one more person say we need to talk about race, I will scream, and I feel like screaming right now. I probably am talking pretty loud, but anyway. So I decided that I was going to use the metaphor of us as a family. America, we are a family. We live here together. We are a system. We operate with certain ideas and ideals that don't work for all of us. It works more for some of us than for the rest of us. That's where racism comes in. It's a system of behavior, a system of privileging one group over another based on supposed superiority of that first group. In other words, it says that white people are smarter, brighter, stronger mentally in every way than black people, all right? And with that came a certain number, certain privileges, I should say, where white people are given opportunities, chances that black people are denied. That's what racism is. So that's the system that the rest of you have been inherited, and that's the system, a racist system that blacks and whites in this country have grown up in. I as I was preparing for the show, I ran across a flyer I made back in 2013 that says racism is as American as apple pie. Yes, that's just how long and how deep it is. And so, family. I'm at the table. I'm calling the meeting. I don't have to lead it, but clearly nobody is creating some space, some large space, that we can address this, talk about it in a way that gets us to the other side. So hear me now. Everybody know, if you've been paying any attention at all to the news, but more importantly to what you think about what's happening in the news, think about that. Then you know this is not a post-racist society, this is a current racial society. And therefore, we have got to do something other than what we've been doing if we really want that lie to be transformed into the truth. And so, Dr. Deborah, I am the facilitator of this conversation. That's what family therapists do. And I have grown into the kind of family therapist that invites people into conversations that are difficult to have. Now, I do that partially, probably mainly, because it's a gift of mine. That's the first thing. And then I've been trained by a beautiful theoretical orientation that honors and respects and values marginalized voices and even privileged voices. That's what I love about what I'm doing, because this is not just about freeing black people and giving us what we deserve. It's about creating a community where blacks and whites in this country, perhaps around the world, can begin to live this reality, this ideal, this higher ideal that we are one people, and therefore we all deserve the dignity of that humanity that we all share. So I am a family therapist, and I am a voice of our American family. I am that member in our family that keeps pointing out to everybody that something is not right with Uncle so-and-so or Auntie so-and-so, or why is it that we do this? And then, you know, that people usually hush those people up. Well, thanks to social media, you can't hush me up, all right? And so I am going to be that family member that stays on you, that yanks at your dress tail or your coattail until you come to the table, honestly, and let's deal with what it is that is keeping us living this lie and a divided country. I know as much as some of us are enjoying the privilege of being at the top of this food chain, if you will, at the top of the privileges that are offered here in this country, you cannot possibly, I just refuse to believe that you are okay with it. I just do. Because first of all, you're tired of hearing us talk about this. You got to be. And we are tired of having to say it. So I know you can't be comfortable. And just when you relax on your beach somewhere, an island, wherever you are just chilling, something else happens that reminds you that it is not necessarily so, that this is a messed up place, and that until we all get a broom or a mop or some pine or something and clean it up, it's going to keep happening. So just imagine us as one family, America, a family that is not perfect, clearly it's not perfect, has some imperfections that are glaring, and we have been ignoring them. Let's stop that. That's madness. That's insanity. That's crazy, if you will. That does not make sense, especially when it is destroying what we basically love, these values, also beautiful values, these songs about America, oh, just makes you want to cry, even though you know it's a lie. All right, but we can turn that around. I'm sorry, I'm a hopeless optimist. I know we can turn that around, and it's not going to happen until you come to the table and let's talk about it. As you can tell, I am just too pumped up about this. Thank you, my dear coach, Fran Harris, for directing me into the area of my passion. I have to thank Dean Hungong Yang, who helped me do the things that I was doing when I was at the university, and Dr. Yang and Dr. Harris in this case. I'm on this, and I guess I realized from doing this show that my call was bigger than the university, because the universe is what needs what I have to offer, and I'm stepping into it. I'm Dr. Deborah. I'm Dr. Deb. I'm the host for this Blog Talk show on the Real America Family Discussion. That's what you're going to hear from me until there's a change, and I believe change can come. It's been more than my pleasure to have this time to share with you. And next week, same bat time. Yes, I'm a boomer. Same time, same channel. I'm going to talk about one of the top reasons I think we have not dealt with this. And there are many, and wealth is one of them. But shame is the primary reason. I believe. That's what I discovered when I was teaching the courses at the university. So as I end the show and calm my voice down, see how that happens? I just want to thank you for this time. If you're interested in anything else I have to say, you can email me at drdeborah@drdeborahnixon.com. You can visit me on my website, drdeborahnixon.com, and if you have something to say, you can find me on YouTube and make your comments there. I am there saying some of the same things. I see us as a family. I don't believe we can move forward. And I guess everybody's been saying we need to have this conversation. They've been waiting on me to step up. So I'm stepping up. Been my pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. See you next week, same time. Until then, yes, you already know.